Big Babies and Their Mummies Volume 1 by Colin Milton. All rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, transmitted in any form, by any means electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording or otherwise, without the prior written permission of the publisher and author. Any resemblance to any person, either living or dead, or actual events are a coincidence. About the author. Colin Milton is a UK-based author of adult baby, female domination, and domestic discipline fiction as well as non-fiction. His journey began in his early teens and, suspecting only he had these feelings, kept them hidden away. As ABs became gradually more known, Colin turned to writing as a means of expressing the needs of the baby boy he felt himself to be. After a chance meeting with a dominant lady who encouraged him to accept the forever newborn inside, Colin began writing in earnest. This volume contains Return to the Nursery, Adult Baby Escapades, For Their Pleasure, For the Love of Stephen, The Tester. Return to the Nursery. Chapter 1. A tapping on the window glass interrupted my thoughts. I turned to see my beautiful mummy, framed by a sash window, smiling and beckoning me to return to the nursery and her control. I quickly obeyed, and the door was opened by mummy's maid, Gwendolyn, who took me through to the living room where my gorgeous mummy was waiting for me. I know I have said this before, but mummy's beauty staggers me anew each time I see her. My instinct is to immediately fall to my knees when in her presence. I feel like I am not worthy of being at the same level as her. For now, however, I had to be a big boy. She greeted me warmly and invited me to sit. As I did so, she offered me a drink. I have come to expect and almost need my drinks when I am with mummy to come in either a baby bottle or toddler cup. This time, however, mummy allowed me a glass of wine which she instructed Gwendolyn to bring. Mummy turned and smiled indulgently at me, and I basked in the warmth of that smile and of being beside her once more. I felt safe and secure, knowing that very soon I would indeed be truly secure in mummy's arms. Mummy pointed to an object on the small table separating us. It was, she explained, a baby monitor, designed to allow mothers to be continually aware of how their little ones were. Most monitors simply alerted mothers to their child's cries by sound. This monitor, however, allowed mummy to not only hear when baby cries, but would allow her to watch the baby while he was in the nursery, thus ensuring that even when all was quiet in the nursery, mummy could watch every movement to make sure that baby wasn't getting into mischief and was behaving in an appropriately infantile manner at all times. The monitor, she went on, was already set up, and once I was in the cot, she would be able to watch and hear me from downstairs. I gulped at this new development. My status as a baby had been further reaffirmed. When mummy was not there, I would still be expected to behave as a small baby would. Any perceived lack of infantile action could merit punishment. While I was still taking this in, mummy stood and instructed me to follow her to the nursery. Willingly, I followed and took her outstretched hand, gratefully accepting the infantile encouragement she offered. Once in the nursery, I was shown the cot and changing area which had been prepared for me. Mummy told me that